Tyler Tryon, the head coach for the Kemper girls basketball team, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2019-2020 season. And coach, your first year as the head coach for the Kemper girls, and I tell you what, record may not indicate, I think, the type of season that this group had and the fun that this group had and kind of the step forward that this program maybe took.
Yeah, you know what, reflecting now and looking back at what we've done, we knew we were in for a challenge playing in the Hawkeye 10, our non-conference schedule, that from a record standpoint, it might not reflect on what we're trying to accomplish within our program. It went, from a culture standpoint and trying to generate, you know, the things that we want in the environment that we want to be in, I think it was extremely successful. You and I were talking earlier that after our last game, you know, in the locker room, when we lost, you would never have guessed that that was a 5-win team based on their reaction and how emotional they were and how upset they were that it was done. You know, usually with the seasons when you don't win a whole lot of ball games, sometimes the kids can't wait for the season to be over. And that was definitely not the case. And I'm even now, being just a few days removed, kind of having some separation anxiety by not getting to go into the gym with those girls after school. And, you know, just having... just missing it already. And I think it's kind of the consensus throughout our squad that, you know, they weren't ready for it to be done. And I think if we can use that and build on that and keep going forward, I think we have something good started.
Coach, was that the biggest thing you noticed as this year went on, was the kind of the growth of love of the game and maybe even just the camaraderie of this group?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I knew they were good girls from good families, and we would have a tight-knit group. But like one of them said earlier, like back in the summer, they said they want to be pushed. They want to get better. They like basketball. They want to get out there and play. And as we got into the season, we as a coaching staff taught them some different things and different aspects of the game and maybe a different perspective as far as how you approach the game from a mental standpoint, how you got to prepare physically and just a bunch of new stuff. I think it's maybe reinvigorated their love of the game. And, you know, it's a game that you fall in love with. And if you can kind of get that itch, hopefully we can build on that in the future.
Tyler, as you look back at this season, I know, as you said, just a few days removed from it, but when you look back, what are some of the games, what are some of the memories that you're going to take away, maybe some of the moments that you'll reflect on 10, 20 years from now?
Oh, the biggest one, I mean, the way it ended, even though we kind of got rocked, we saw kind of a glimpse of maybe what we can become in the program that Roland Story has. They shot like 553s on a year, and we shot like 200. You know, it's the game has just evolved to a point where traditionally you might have to change your mindset and your approach. But going over there and experiencing that, we were able to go in style. We took a Windstar bus that was donated to us, luxury VIP bus that the girls thought was really cool. And then I told the girls after the game that I've coached 1,000 games, but I've never had to be in that locker room and see the emotions of the seniors and the finality of it. That, I mean, good or bad or indifferent, I mean, that's something that I'm going to remember for a long time, because I saw, you know, 15 girls in that locker room that poured everything they had into the game. And if you can get 15 girls to buy into it like that, then you've got something to work with.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the kids. I know one girl we brought up a lot late in the season, Quet Malik, a 6'3 freshman, really started to come on late in the year as her minutes went up, and she's got a lot of positive things the way it looks in the future.
She really does. She understands what her role is defensively, and you know, if somebody throws the ball inside, I mean, she does a pretty good job of taking care of it. And we talked about, I think she ended the year with 50 blocks, and she played 12 games because you know, she's a freshman, she got to get stronger. But what we've noticed is her, she understands the game, and when she gets the ball, she keeps it high, and she can get the ball outlet. But the other thing I noticed the other day, Roland Story, she got up and down the floor. She had no problem hustling back, you know, which is huge for us to have your tall girl to be able to get back like that. And then, you know, I think she won't be afraid to work in the summertime either. You know, in the springtime, we're going to get after it, you know, almost immediately. But, you know, all she's going to have to be able to do offensively is get a rebound, put the bucket back in, or, you know, get a dump off and finish around the rim. But, yeah, she really came on late, and that was a nice surprise for us.
I like what the middle looks like for you in the future with Aquette, and then you throw the other freshman in there, Sophie Bating, 6'2", very athletic, I think going to get stronger, and she's already fairly strong. You put those two in the middle, even if you have to rotate them someday if you decide to go more of a four out and one in. The inside's going to be in pretty good shape for the next 3 years.
They are, and that's what I had these girls when they were in 7th and 8th grade, and that's kind of what we did. We put Sophie and Aquette and even Maggie Hurd down on the block, and we played a 3-2 zone, and we had girls active out front, and if they got beat up top, you had, you know, 2 6-footers down on the block waiting for you. So, yeah, going forward, I mean, it works for Denison to have two big girls and, you know, bang it inside and stuff like that, but, you know, Soph is super athletic and you know, great personality and wants to work hard and get better, and, you know, she's very, very immature from a basketball standpoint, meaning she just hasn't had the chance to grow mentally and then try to figure it out physically because, you know, she's still adjusting to her body. You know, she's a tall girl, but she's only, I don't know what they are, 14 or 15 right now. So, you know, it's the upside is tremendous with those two.
And they'll both put in the work, that is for sure. And another freshman that puts a lot of work in already, had a tremendous freshman season, got invited to our all-rewind basketball festivities coming up on March the 14th. A point guard, not easy for a girl to step into a point guard role as a freshman and have to handle the pressure of handling the ball, getting everybody into their offense. But Catherine Mayhall did a great job of that.
She did. And you look at, and I don't know, you know, I don't know the history of the Hawkeye 10, but to have a freshman point guard start for you and to be your main ball handler and to try to facilitate what we're trying to do. And not only that, Jeff, as you know, she was also our kind of our lockdown defender, that when we would go try to junk some teams, go diamond or box and one or something, she was the one that we were putting on the girls. And at 5'3", she guarded Whitty down at Lewis Central, who was 6'2", and she guarded the gal the other night over at Roland Story, who was 5'11", and they're wing players. And, you know, she gets out, she face guards. And that's actually kind of hard to teach a kid to actually face guard and not worry about anything else. And she picked it up right away. You know, so she's – the future is bright for her. I took her out in the hallway the other day and showed her the Kemper's record board, and I pointed at the top all-time leading scorers. And I said, if you want it, that's yours to go get, because you've got the ability. I know you've got the work ethic, and you've already got a good start your freshman year. So, yeah, she's one we're going to look to continue to improve and to lead this program into the future.
Just 3 sophomores on the varsity this year, but all 3 of them really good kids. Cora Thompson, you talked about her a lot this year, being kind of that leader, even just kind of the go out and play really hard leader. Carly Baumover, another one. And then, of course, Jordan Schwabe, a younger girl that I think is really just starting maybe grow into her own a little bit.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Jordan. She's one that's still kind of figuring it out, too, from an athletic standpoint, that I'm not sure she understands how strong she can be and how athletic she can be. She does a good job rebounding in our JV games. And then she can shoot the ball, but she's another one that is kind of reluctant to do it. But I think with a little, you know, build her confidence up a little bit and just get her to shoot, you know, get a bunch of shots up this spring and summer, she'll be able to help us out. But then, so in the same respect, Carly Baumover didn't play much varsity, but she played some JV games, and I mean, she could be a knockdown shooter. We had her running like scout team for us leading up to the tournaments, and we were working on our diamond and one. And she was out there, and she was busting up that diamond because she wouldn't miss any shots. And if she can, you know, she's another one that'll work at it, and she's not afraid to get into the gym. And you know, if you can't ever have too many shooters. And then Cora kind of, she made that JV team go. Nobody's gonna outwork her, and she's got a little Thompson feistiness to her, where she understands how to not give up a layup if at any point, really. Maybe borderline on a flagrant foul or two here and there, but, you know, he's been instructed not to give up layups, you know, and to have little stuff like that is key as you're trying to build a program.
Let's move into that junior group. We'll start off with B. Malik, a 5'11 junior for you, a girl that maybe next year can contribute some for you.
She's another girl she's strong down low, and she's not afraid to put her body into you, which, you know, sometimes girls are reluctant to do so for whatever reason. But she kind of got a nose for the ball, and she's gotten a lot better just since the beginning of the year. She can, if she can hang on to the ball, she'll finish around the rim, but she'll get out and she'll guard and she'll rebound, and she's got a nice intensity to her game to go along with that.
Sarah Steffes, I know Marty and I joke around a lot, and Marty's a good friend of mine. Him and Michelle, some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. But Sarah, one of those players, every time she'd do something good, I would give Michelle the credit. When she maybe would miss a shot, I'd say she shot that one like Marty. But one of those kids that just knows the game of basketball so well.
She does, and she's another one of those really good kids. You know, a nice girl, soft-spoken, but she must get it from her mom, because there's some times where the intensity will crank up, and she'll get after it. And she's one of our better shooters, and she's real streaky this year. She had some games where she, I think, threw it over the backboard, but it and then she had some games where it splashed and nothing but net. But she's one that will help develop her shot. But she also is. She's a good undersized post girl. She knows also how to use her body. She gets that from Marty, I'm guessing. But she can rebound, and then she'll get out and guard. She's not afraid to do that either. So she's one we'll look to help bang down low, but then she can also step out and knock down some threes.
And, Coach, a girl that was on the roster this year, but because of injury and surgery, didn't really see a lot of time until late in the year, and it was at the JV level. But Julia Michelson, strong kid, really passionate about the game. I think next year, if she can come into the year healthy, it's going to be a nice addition to this club.
She will. And she was kind of – she was on the fence whether or not she was going to go out, but then she had a rough volleyball year with her injury, and she didn't want to miss another season. So she did go out. We're glad she did. She brings a nice dynamic to what we're trying to do. She didn't get cleared till after the first of the year, so she just played JV and tried to, you know, she wasn't in the best shape because she wasn't able to do much leading up until she was cleared. But then when she didn't get a whole lot of chances in JV just because we, you know, we got a lot of girls. But when she got in there, she'd make stuff happen. She can go left because she's left-handed, but she shoots right-handed, and we haven't figured that out yet either. But she can also knock down some shots, and she'll get in there and bang and get some rebounds too.
And then the final two juniors, Brooklyn Gifford, about as hard a working defensive kid as you're going to see. Sometimes I sit there during the broadcast, and I'm sure you're on the bench going, shoot the ball a little bit more. And then you got Kendall Hilgenberg. The confidence that I saw her play with this year was really nice to see, considering she really hadn't gotten a lot of varsity time her first 2 years, but she stepped in this year and became kind of a scorer, especially early in the season.
Well, those two and – even along with Cora and Sarah. I mean, they're the ones that make sure kids are at open gyms, and they're the ones that make sure kids are working out and they're getting to mass and stuff like that. So they've got natural leadership qualities that we're going to need next year, but they're good too. And Brooklyn doesn't know yet how good she can be, and hopefully we can get – she's one that's going to play – she's going to play a lot of basketball this spring and summer, and she's going to get in there. She comes from – athletic family, and dad has her and her two brothers shooting hoops all the time. So she's one that she's going to have to score for us too. She can shoot. She's a little reluctant now, and once in a while you'll get that with some underclassmen that they'll kind of defer to the upperclassmen. But she's it now. You know, she and Kendall had a hot start to the season, and then, you know, struggled a lot of times with the size and the physicality of the Hawkeye 10. So we're going to work on her getting stronger and stronger with the dribble. She's got a great mid-range game, but she can also shoot the three. And she was one, I was talking to you earlier about this, that based on the offense we were running, she was coming off a lot of down screens, getting the ball at the 15-foot range, and she was having a hard time getting squared up, get her shot off, or if she put the ball on the floor, she'd walk. Well, we're going to put them in better positions to be a little more successful next year, but But those are two. I mean, it's we got a lot of them, but those are two that we're going to need to step up next year.
And Tyler, the senior group that coaches always, for some reason, that first senior group's always a little special to them, and I can understand if this group is for you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, coming into it, and I'd known the girls a little bit, but as you get to know them more, like we were able to do, you kind of understand what they've been through. And these three girls have been through a lot in their 4 years, and that's why when I said earlier, standing in the locker room with those girls afterwards, it was, I mean, I got emotional. And I'm, you know, I can be an emotional guy, but seeing them, I mean, my heart broke for them because, you know, that was it for them from a basketball standpoint. But you couldn't ask for anything more than what they gave us this year.
And Megan Bauer, just a special kid, always smiling, always happy, works hard. I have a feeling she kept that locker room pretty loose a lot of times.
She did, and she's one of those girls you got to have because she didn't play a whole lot, and she was limited from an athletic standpoint, but she did get a couple opportunities to get out there. And the biggest thing about her is she understands the whole dynamic of everything because she started there a couple games, and she just told me the other day, she was kind of giggling about it. She's like, yeah, when you were starting me, I didn't know about that because I'm more of a play a couple minutes type of girl. I don't know that I could sustain, you know, playing extended minutes. But she did a great job. When she was called on, she did a great job, and she was kind of the vocal leader of the whole operation in practices and in games, and she was always upbeat. We never saw her down very often. And she went through some struggles throughout the year, some personal things that went on, and for her to fight through that and step up the way she did, I mean, it's just phenomenal test for character.
And then Macy Wittrock, her senior year was her best year, and she had some nice years prior to this, but, man, she really became kind of a force, especially scoring the basketball for you.
She did. And another thing, I mean, she's another girl that, man, she's tough. I mean, she's a tough little Wittrock girl, but she could score. And, you know, we kind of joked that it took her a couple seconds to get her shot off, but if she had time to get set, I mean, she was going to knock down some shots. And then we didn't see it as much as we'd like, but she had the ability to get the ball to the hole and get into the paint, make things happen. And she's a good free throw shooter. That's another thing we got to find a way to get the free throw line a little more. But when she did, she was a good free throw shooter too. And she's another one that, you know, one of the sweetest kids you ever want to meet, but don't make her mad because then you're going to, fire is going to come out, right? And that's, you know, that's good as long as you can control that. But she, you know, she's one we're going to miss too.
And what do you say about Mallory Bating, about a special of an athlete, just so athletic out there? I don't know if she ever fully understood how athletic she was out on the floor.
Well, that's what I told people coming into the year. They're asking about a preview or how you think you're going to do. And she was the one that I would start with. Well, first of all, you're not going to find a more athletic person in the Hawkeye 10. And that's saying something. And my wife used a good word whenever she would watch her. She said, she's just so powerful.
Yes.
You know, she and powerful from an athletic standpoint, an explosive standpoint. She can jump, but you didn't always see it just because of, you know, she just kind of not understanding how strong and fast and physical she is. But getting up and down the floor and being another leader, again, great kid, great family. But she was one that you don't see it a whole lot anymore, Jeff, that put in the extra work. You could see her down at the rec a lot. After we'd have a two-hour practice, she'd go home, grab a banana, go down to the rec center and get shots up. And she turned into, I mean, she was a great shooter, obviously our leading scorer. I think our leading rebounder, she ended up, she was made the all-district team for the Coaches Association. She was second team all-conference. But she's, that's about as good as you're going to get right there.
Absolutely. And her and Kendall and Catherine all going to be named to our all-rewind team, either first, second, or honorable mention. We haven't decided that yet, and we'll announce that here in a couple of weeks, but they'll be at our all-star festivities. So, Coach, what's the future look like? What are some of the things you guys are hoping to work on in the future?
Well, these girls are going to have every opportunity to get better, starting here in another week or two. Because, like you know, you only get better by however many hours you put in the gym and getting shots up. It's not so much about playing, getting up and down, pick up ball. It's about getting in, putting the work in on your own or with your teammates, and that's how you're going to get better. So that's the biggest thing. Is they haven't always had a ton of opportunity to do that. They've done some team camps and stuff in the past, but as far as a fundamental one-on-one, you know, two-on-one type of instruction, they're going to get that if they want it. It's, you know, it's obviously going to be voluntary, but if, you know, I think we're going to have a bunch of girls that want to do that.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun this first year. I got to ask, what have you learned about yourself as a coach, maybe your first year as a head coach at the high school level?
Well, somebody else asked me if I could change anything, what would it be about the season? Some people talk about, you know, these long seasons that drag out. That wasn't the case with this. We talked to the girls about enjoying the process, enjoying, you know, the day of a game and enjoying a road trip and things like that and just enjoying the ride, working hard but enjoying the ride. And even though it, as enjoyable as it was, I mean, it's like anything else, you wish you could have done more. You know what I mean? I kind of have like an unfulfilled feeling deep down that there's more to do. You know, as great as it was, I think there's so much more potential with these girls in this program that I mean, I can't wait to get back at it.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I can't wait for next season to start. I want to see this group continue to grow. Appreciate everything you've done for us all season long, all the early Saturday mornings after the late Friday nights with the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show, all the text messages that I give you all the time about results and everything else. So appreciate everything and looking forward to next season.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for all you do too, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Tryon again with the Kemper Girls Basketball Team.